This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's this day in sports history. It's December 22nd, and on this day in 1956, Bill Russell made his debut as a Boston Celtic. Now, if you're thinking, this seems a little late in the season for a player like Bill Russell to be making his professional debut, well, you'd be right. The Celtics had already played 24 games that season, but Russell, along with teammate and fellow rookie KC Jones, had been playing in the Olympics, which were being held that year in Australia. Of course, with summer and winter being flipped in the Southern Hemisphere, the Olympics didn't wrap up until December 1st. Russell led the Olympians to the gold medal, and now he and Jones settled in as pros after also leading the San Francisco Dons to back-to-back NCAA titles in 1955 and 56. Russell scored only 6 points, but grabbed 16 rebounds in a 95-93 win over St. Louis on this night, which was indicative of what was to come. His hands were like a magnet for the ball, and he would go on to lead the league that year in rebounds per game as a rookie, pulling 19.6 a game. And his rebounding helped the Celtics win the NBA title that season, grabbing a rookie finals record 32 rebounds in Game 7 as Boston beat the same St. Louis Hawks team that Russell made his debut against on this night. It was the first of 11 NBA championship rings Russell would earn. But here's the thing. Bill Russell himself said that he was not a basketball player. He was a man who played basketball. There is so much more to the story of Bill Russell than 11 championship banners in 13 years, or his 5 league MVPs. He had a tremendous impact upon the game and this country. But at the very least, his career as a Celtic began on this night, 67 years ago. Also on this day, in 1996, the St. Louis Blues' Brett Hull scored a hat trick, and along with that, his 500th career goal. His father, Bobby, also had scored 500-plus goals in his NHL career, and thus Bobby and Brett became the first and only father-son duo to score 500 goals each. Later, when Brett scored his 600th goal, they would then become the only father-son combo to each reach that plateau as well. The Golden Jet finished with 604 career goals, and Brett ended his career with 741. And sticking with hockey, in 1982, Wayne Gretzky got in one of only 3 fights in his 20-year career, and it's the only one where there is video footage still remaining. On this night, he dropped the gloves against the Minnesota North Stars' Neil Broughton. He later described it to be more like a cat fight, and that the two laughed about it when they were in the penalty box a few minutes later. That's all for today. If you have a moment, rate and subscribe, and let your sports-crazy friends and family know that you found the new podcast that they might enjoy. Thanks for listening today. I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.